We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Haley.
Yes.
Brilliant move by Rand Paul.
Okay.
This should be done more often, okay? This is called the Get Your GOP Colleagues a Spine Act.
Okay. Like that already.
Democrats don't have any problem with spine, right?
No, they don't.
Got balls and they got spine. I will tell you that. They don't have much else going for them, like common sense, rationality, or a sane mind. But they do have a spine. They do have some nads.
Yeah, some negatives north of the shoulder area. That's true.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. So here's what Rand Paul is doing, right? So we now have the squishes. Cory Gardner and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, a purported Republican from Alaska who isn't. It's amazing to me, again, she gets elected in Alaska. So, you know, the country, the state of Sarah Palin.
Yeah,
but anyway,
exactly.
Some voters haven't figured out she's a liberal Democrat who would do, you know, better representing Massachusetts. But anyway, so they're all like, oh, and Willard Mitt Romney, too. They're like, oh, does Nancy want some more damaging witnesses to the president? Poor Nancy. Yeah, that's so unfair. We might entertain. We might allow. We might open it back up. And Rand Paul's going, okay, fine, do it. You vote. If you vote to allow the witnesses the Democrats want, then as a senator, because senators can do this, I will force a vote. So you'll be on the record. I will force a vote on subpoenaing Hunter Biden and the whistleblower.
Good, good.
So that's, you know, he said, you don't give in to Nancy. I won't do that to you. And what he's saying is true. He said, Paul says, my first preference would be to be done with it as soon as possible and not have any witnesses. But if they insist on having people like Bolton coming forward, my insistence will be not one witness, but that the president should be able to call any witnesses he deems necessary. So he says he'll force a vote on that. And he says, listen, you know, if you vote against the whistleblower, you vote against Trump, he says you're voting against your own reelection. That's essentially what you're doing. So what he's saying to people who are legitimately in tough races, like Cory Gardner and Susan Collins, they come from liberal states, right? Don't try getting some votes with the liberals in your state by screwing over our president, because I'm going to rip your base out from underneath you.
Good. Good for Rand Paul. And,
you know, I'm going to make it hard for the Republicans you're already counting on to vote for you to show up.
You know, and this is a guy who is not a big fan of Donald Trump to begin with.
Yeah, they have a mixed relationship.
Yeah.
You know, they golf a lot and they're in pictures a lot together. But Rand Paul doesn't hesitate to sock it to Trump when he thinks he's wrong.
Yeah.
But he is often the first to defend the president.
Well,
in the Senate. So,
because he will defend him on principle.
Yes, on principle. Absolutely.
And that is what is the heart of the Democrats' criticism of the president. Most of it is unprincipled.
Yes. So good for Rand Paul.
Yeah.
And I hope that this will go a long way to shutting up Lisa Murkowski and, you know, somebody like Mitt Romney. You want to be forced to vote on
this
that.
This is
Utah.
An example of how you fight.
Yes.
This is an example of using the rules of the Senate to your best advantage. This is something Republicans rarely do. This is something Democrats do all the darn time. And just like you were talking about, that's the one thing I admire about Democrats. They will use every weapon at their disposal every time to accomplish whatever their goals are. That's the one thing I admire about them. If Republicans would fight like Democrats, this country would be a whole lot better off.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have to deal with Obamacare. We wouldn't have had to deal with so many of the things that the Obama administration inflicted on this country and we're still suffering from, and that the Trump administration is trying to correct. But if Republicans would fight like Democrats, like Rand Paul is doing here, using the rules of whatever body you're in, whether it's the House or the Senate or the White House, to the best of your advantage, we'd be a whole lot better off.
Yes, but unlike Democrats, these Republicans have to be whooped into shape to get them to do what they tell their constituents they're going to Washington to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's really sad. So good for Rand Paul going, I'm not putting up with this mess. Screw you. So good for him.
Yeah.
For that. Okay. I want to jump into what's going on here because, boy, is this a sign of the times. Two things that are going on in Hollywood. Okay. The first one, I don't know if you heard about this. You know Stephen King, right? The legendary horror author.
Right.
Who is both a liberal lunatic and a genius at the same time.
Exactly.
And he's an excellent...
It is possible.
Right, yeah, I know. Rarely, but it is possible. An excellent writer. No one would debate that.
Yeah.
In his genre, probably one of the best of all time. I mean, maybe behind Poe. But... So Stephen King understands what it means to be the best and to do the work to be the best, right? So he is facing a backlash. He's in trouble right now. Now, as we all know, he's a liberal loon, right?
Right.
So normally he's on the bus. And what he said was, he was talking about this year's Oscar nominations, right?
Okay.
And he said this, okay? This did not used to be controversial in America, like way back 10 years ago. He said that the quality of the art should matter over diversity.
I'm sorry. I could not agree with him more.
Now,
here's the thing. If you can legitimately show me that there are people of talent that are being stopped from offering their talent or getting an opportunity to use their talent because of their race, of their gender, of their sexual orientation, of their religion, if that is being done, then yes, you've got a valid point. But if you were simply saying, here's the best of what we've got today, and it turns out, well, it's just like the Democrat presidential primary. Guess what? The leaders are all a bunch of white folks, most of them old. Okay? If that's the best you got this time, I know that you claim to be the party of diversity, but that's the best of the field, of the people who showed up to do the work. This is the best of what you got. You know, and I'm sorry if you don't have enough of what you consider to be diversity in there, but that's the best of what you got. And Stephen King's making an excellent point here.
Well, see, you just said essentially what Stephen King said, and this is an atrocity. He is being torn to pieces on Twitter right now. Here's what he said. As a writer, so he's one of those who gets to nominate, right? As a writer for Oscars. As a writer, I am allowed to nominate in just three categories: best picture, best adapted screenplay, and best original screenplay. For me, he writes, the diversity issue, as it applies to individual actors and directors anyway, did not come up. That said, this is what got him in trouble. I would never consider diversity in matters of art, only quality. It seems to me that to do otherwise would be wrong. He is being taken to the woodshed. We must honor the crappiest art,
yeah,
as long as it's diverse.
Right.
What?
Diversity over substance.
It is no longer good. You know, hating Trump is not enough. You must be woke enough to always utter the politically correct words. You must speak the way they want. And if you're with them 95% of the time, but by God, you're like, I want the best art with the best effort to win.
Well, let's
you're
apply,
going down.
Let's apply this to sport. Let's apply this to sports.
Oh, no, but see, they would never apply it to sports.
If you applied that, then we would have to have more Caucasian players in the NBA and the NFL. We'd have to have more Asian players in the NBA and the NFL. And you can go on and on and on. More, you know, we need more Hispanic players in the NBA and NFL. You know, that's you were talking about something where the quality of the result is what matters. And once again, I agree if you are in some way, because of someone's race, religion, gender, or whatever, you are denying them the opportunity. I'm with
happening
you,
anymore.
But that's not happening. That's not
it's
happening. It's
not.
Right. That's my point.
And
that's Stephen King's point. It's
yes.
not that way anymore.
And he's like, I want to honor the best art because you know what? It's a tremendous amount of effort in that. And if we can't in our society speak publicly of the value of something, of art or of work or whatever it is, we cannot speak publicly of the value of it if it is not created by the right person.
Let me do this. Here's a good example.
That's awful.
Here's an example. A bulletproof vest. Let's say that you're a law enforcement, a member of law enforcement. You want to buy a bulletproof vest. You want to buy the very best bulletproof vest. But because of diversity, you have to buy one that is of a lesser quality. Do you want to make that choice? When it comes down to life and death, do you want diversity to decide or do you want the best quality results to decide? I'll put my faith in the best quality results. And I, once again, this is not knocking the ability of other races, genders, religions, and whatever to be able to contribute to society. That's not what's at stake here. You're talking about results. Results are what matters.
This is what Shelby used to say. You know what Shelby Steele, black author, used to call the bigotry of low expectations?
Yes.
It is bigotry.
Yeah.
That, well, we can't expect fill in the blank here to produce the best art. We can't. So we're going to have to ignore the best art and pretend theirs is the best. No, that's bigotry.
Yeah.
That's absolute bigotry. So Stephen King is being treated like a member of the Third Reich today on Twitter for daring to say this as a white man.
So I guess he's saying it should be the content of the character.
Yeah. Some famous dude once said that.
Yeah, not the color of the skin.
Some famous guy. That we honor on Monday, by the way, with the holiday that we have. And here's the double whammy of how Stephen King's being treated right now. I can't believe I'm standing up for him. But anyway, that they're saying that as a white man, he doesn't have a right to even say that.
Cancel culture once again. Yeah, no,
he has a right. He earned it.
Yeah.
You go run up the book sales tallies.
Yeah.
He has. And then you tell him
and
what
movies
to say.
And
then you tell him what he should think about art.
Yeah, exactly.
But until then, shut up. But it's just, you're not even allowed to speak it if you're white anymore. Why? Why not? He's earned the chops to do it. And a bunch, by the way, it kills me a bunch of people, a bunch of supposedly woke people on Twitter who don't even get a vote in the Oscars because they haven't earned it, which is very hard to do. Wanting to tell him what to do? God, these people. Hope they never get any real power, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, we're not even done with the Hollywood derangement. I mean, what? You know, I watch this stuff only because this is where the country is going. You know, one of the biggest deals going right now is, actually, I mean, in terms of just watching it to see where the country is going, watch this Nike lawsuit. It's, this is going to be huge. It's by a transgender individual who is called Jazz. He's God, I get so confused. Transmasculine. So Jazz asked Nike, hey, have everyone around me call me by my pronoun that I prefer. So Nike said, okay, we'll do that. Well, apparently the people outside the person's team were not given that instruction. So they continued to refer to Jazz with regular pronouns. And so Jazz is suing for multi-millions. Okay, if the court rules in Jazz's favor, it's going to change your entire workplace. You're going to be forced to go along with whatever delusions people are currently living under. I'm an 8-year-old girl. I look like a man in a 40-year-old's body, but you cannot presume. Okay, this is what, you think I'm wrong? You think I'm exaggerating? You think this is no big deal? Okay, well, look at this. Look at this. Did you hear what's going on with the James Bond film executives? The James Bond franchise? Let me just read you the headline here. Film execs finally admit James Bond is male. I know. Let that sink in. He's male. I know. Shock. Really. The executives in, this is Breitbart, the executives in charge of the James Bond franchise have conceded that James Bond is male. It took a while. And that they are not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. Okay. The duo in charge of Bond are Barbara Broccoli and her half-brother Michael G. Wilson. Both received the franchise from their father, Dr. No, in 1962, saw it all the way through to his death in 1996 at age 87. So they have gone on and they're not just trust fund kids. Barbara starts out as an assistant director on 1983's Octo movie. And worked her way to associate producer, so they worked her way up, right? Well, the left is all over these people. They're all over these people. And they are very, they are very upset about the extreme gender of the Bond character. So they have finally, this is record breaking, they've finally admitted that James Bond is a man. So it took a lot. Took a lot. 10 years ago, this would not have been up for debate, but it did. So, but see, now that they have admitted that Bond is a man, the social justice warriors are not happy with that. They want somebody who's a woman to be Bond. So we're making progress here. We have learned this week that James Bond is a man. Now you're thinking, I knew that. That was self-evident. Well, that was self-evident in 1997. Today, these things are much more complicated. Russia. Wait, I thought we settled that. You know when Mueller found no collusion,
right.
No evidence of collusion? Nothing, zip, zilch, nada. Not one vote changed. Indisputable. Nancy apparently did not get the memo on that. And so I played the audio from that earlier, just how outrageous that was, and how she went from her speech on the floor about impeachment to her press conference saying over and over and over again that this was about stopping Putin and Trump from stealing the election.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. And it's important for the president to know and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin in Russia. So today I'm very proud to present the managers.
Yeah, for the impeachment. Okay. This is how crazy this has gone. So it started with that, right? Okay. So she's out there. She's giving in. She's doing in all kinds of interviews. So next, George Stephanopoulos picks up on this. So it's been green-lighted again. It's time for the media and the Democrats to lie about Russia, even though there is not only no evidence, their case has been completely disproven.
There's an investigation now on whether or not the Russians are trying to help President Trump and hurt Joe Biden. Again, we see that right there. U.S. pros as Russia is targeting Biden in 2020 election meddling. The probe comes as senior U.S. officials are warning that Russia's election interference in 2020 could be more brazen than in 2016 or the 2018 midterm elections. How worried are you about Russian interference in 2020? Are we doing all we can to prevent it?
So that's George Stephanopoulos. He's picked up the cue. Okay, we're going to lie to the people about Russia again because Nancy says so. So that's what he asked her. Okay. This is what she says.
And that's why it's really important for the facts to come forward, the witnesses to be heard, the documentation to be reviewed so that the American people can see, so that no other president in the future could ever think that it's okay to engage in the way that this president has, to undermine the Constitution, undermine the integrity of our elections.
Yeah, so they got to impeach him because, I mean, the Russians are meddling again and we got to stop them. Even though we have not presented one shred of evidence that that is true. Not one shred of evidence. But wait, hold on. I want to get your take on this, Lee. It's worse because now that Mitch McConnell is forcefully standing up for Trump, which is not something he does very often. Mitch McConnell, of course, being the Republican leader of the Senate, who many times has been at odds with Trump. Guess what, Lee? This week, Nancy Pelosi goes on to explain with George Stephanopoulos on national television how Mitch McConnell, you see, is under Putin's influence, too.
Mitch McConnell, too. Why is he an accomplice to all of that? He has resisted resources going in a manner commensurate with the threat for state agencies, whichever they are in a state, could be the Secretary of State or whatever, to protect critical infrastructure of elections. He says you shouldn't even call that critical infrastructure. So it's all of a piece with them.
Wait, hold on. It's not just Mitch McConnell who is a Russian plant. No, it's Kevin McCarthy too. The trending hashtag of the morning this morning, it's receded a bit, but it's all over the place. Kiev Kevin. Yes, because all of a sudden these Republican leaders who didn't much support Trump for a long time are backing him. So that what you can clearly tell from that is that they are also all under the influence of Putin as well. This is what passes for news. This is reported as news.
This is just unbelievable. That's, well, actually it's totally believable because this is, you know, once again, just shows that these folks, the left-wing media is just in the back pocket of the Democrats, and Democrats are in the back pocket of the left-wing media. It's just...
Well, you know, I got a question about this Putin thing, okay? Because we just, you know, you've been playing the audio all day this morning, and I have too, from Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, yeah. And about how these are global economy, groundbreaking trade deals worth $2 trillion. Amazing what they'll do for America. You've seen all the economic prosperity that Trump's policies have brought to America, right? So let's assume that Putin is a Russian. You know, that Putin is controlling Trump.
Yeah.
My next question is, why does Putin love America so much? You know what I mean? Like, Putin's done, if that's the case, and Putin's done great things for America. I mean, I got a tax cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we repatriated trillions of dollars that have been stuck offshore. You would think a guy who hates America wouldn't have wanted that, but that was in Trump's tax plan. And you know, now we're killing him on energy. The Democrats want to end that, which would help the Russians more than anything. They wouldn't have to compete with us anymore, but we're killing them on energy. Trump is the most pro-drilling, pro-fracking president of my lifetime. And who was it again that was funding all of those climate change, you know, lobbies, don't build the pipeline? That was Russia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if Putin is controlling Trump, I have to say I like the change. You know what I mean? Like Putin, if that is the case, then Putin is more for America than the Democrats.
Well, and I want to go back to this whole thing about the election. And this is the big lie that the Democrats are using now, trying to imply that there is a conspiracy among the federal officials to influence the election through the use of Russian influence, apparently. Number one, elections are the purview of the state. All elections, including presidential elections, are run by the 50 individual states. That's it. And those votes are counted on a local precinct and county level. Now, if Russia really wanted to do something, they would have to be doing something to try to influence people like, oh, I don't know, Greenville Elections Director Conway Belangia. That's the people that they would have to be influencing to try to change votes. That's how they would have to get in contact, because that's the level on which it is, because those votes are the precinct counts votes locally. Those precincts report to the county, which adds up all those precinct votes and then sends that information to the state, and the state sends it to the federal government as far as the federal elections are concerned. So having the influence over a senator from a state is going to have no impact on the election numbers, period. It can't. They have no influence. They have no control over it. It's just like the Abrams woman in Georgia who complained about her getting beat by the Secretary of State in Georgia, trying to claim that he had changed votes or he had done something to manipulate the vote. Yes, it was a tight vote. It really was. But there was still a difference of some 50,000 votes in the state of Georgia, and the Republican was elected the governor. But yet she's trying to claim because he was Secretary of State and he signs off on the final vote tally. Well, yeah. He signs off on it. He never touches a vote. He never has anything to do with any of the ballots. It is simply a document that says, here's the numbers. We counted them on the precinct. We counted them on the county level. We delivered them to the state. Here's what the results are for the governor of Georgia. And as Secretary of State, he signed off on it. And yes, he then became governor. But he had no control over any of that.
By the way,
to the Russians.
And if you wanted to make it possible for Russian or any other hackers to influence the elections, that legislation Nancy was talking about that Mitch McConnell won't do anything about, it would make it much easier, because that legislation does what the Democrats have been saying they want to do right before the 2016 election was, oh, we've got to put all that election equipment under the control of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
We have to do that to protect you. Well, if it was all in one place, it would be easier to hack.
Well, you would have to also change the Constitution to do that.
Right, but that they don't care.
They don't care about that.
Yeah, they don't care about
that. The Constitution doesn't matter unless they can use it to impeach a president. So then it matters.
And when you think about all of these big departments, right, they're all deep state now. I mean, now we're learning that GAO is deep
FBI,
state.
DOJ.
There's always some liberals in there who are going to do something quasi-legal to help the Democrats. Well, you sure don't want them in charge of all the election equipment. And so that's why, you know, in all of our, you don't want them running elections at the federal level. God forbid, we could never trust another election result again. I mean, what if they lied to us the way the FBI has lied to us, or the CIA has lied to us? What if, or the DOJ has lied to us? We're supposed to believe we can trust the federal government better than our own local board of elections to run, to run elections. And if we don't support giving this over to the liberals who run the Department of Homeland Security, because, the leaders may be appointed by Donald Trump, but the people, the entrenched, yeah, they're all liberals.
Yeah.
Then somehow we're Russian.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, you can't, but what have we learned in recent years? Can't trust the IRS, they're partisan. Can't trust the GAO, they're partisan. Can't trust the CIA, they're partisan. Can't trust the DOJ, they're partisan. Can't trust the FBI, they're partisan. Am I missing anybody?
No, you pretty much got it all right there.
Yes, so let's go ahead and turn the election equipment over to them. That makes a lot of sense. But that's what she wants. And so because he won't, he's a Russian. So this, but Leah, this is going to go to fever pitch. This is going to drive us nuts by the end of the year. Everybody who is not Nancy Pelosi in Washington or Adam Schiff will be a Russian.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. But you know what? That's all they got. They don't have any economic successes. They don't have any legislative successes. Nope. They don't even have a plan to get you a better job.
They haven't fixed the healthcare system that they broke to begin with.
And all they're promising is to rip down everything Trump did and call it progress.
Right.
So you can't really run on that. So you got the only thing you got left is Russian spies everywhere.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, let me tell you what. If Russia's running this country, they've done the best darn job running this country of anybody in my lifetime. So you know what? Putin 2020.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, right. I got this for you. This is what we got. All they got is impeach Trump. He's a Russian spy. He's controlled by the Russians. Okay, that's all they got. They got whining and misery. Here's what we got, as summarized by Molly Hemingway on Fox News in an epic rant.
We were told that Donald Trump's trade bluster was going to wreck the economy and it was going to be a disaster. And here we have the two biggest trade deals of the century. We have a stock market that every few days seems to be breaking a new record. I think impeachment is sort of like pornography for the Trump deranged, but it really does point out this week the difference between how certain people are handling their power in Washington versus others. You have Republicans, Mitch McConnell, confirming justices. You have Republicans in Congress working with deregulation, as is the president and whatnot. And then you have Democrats who said that they were going to come to D.C. and work on health care and all these other issues, instead spending their time really freaking out about Donald Trump.
Yeah. Text to race. Let's just make sure nobody finds 10,000 ballots in somebody's trunk this voting year. That'll be 80,000. No, that's how many they're going to steal in Broward County in Florida alone. We know that. That's how many they stole during the dry run. I mean, it was so bad. The voting, acceptance of ballots, you couldn't cast any new ballots, closed at 7 p.m., and they were supposed to turn them all over. They were still accepting ballots like 4 days later on Thursday. People were just driving up, dumping boxes of ballots. Totally illegal. Complete violation of law in Florida. But the two heads of the two boards of elections, it was Broward County and another one. One was black and the other one, they were both, one was a black female, one was a female. You can't question them because you just can't. It would be racist and sexist. So, I mean, they stole 80,000 votes. Two counties in Florida. Total dry run for 2020, you could tell. So, I mean, we got a lot to overcome. We've got a lot of influence, a lot of vote theft, a lot of fraud, and it is all on the left. They never wiped those ballots, by the way, off the total. It's really scary. It's really, they are going to make a mad, mad run at stealing this election. It's going to be really bad in Florida. If I were them and I got away with stealing 80,000 votes, I mean, man, I'd go slam at 120,000. Why not throw another 40,000 on there? This is what we're up against, folks. Don't kid yourself. In a fair fight, we'd mop the floor with them. But these folks, and this week showed it more than anything, they will do anything to win, break any law, make any charge, no matter how ridiculous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.